This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention.
Hello.
To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union money transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected to Visa and MasterCard Security Department. This is Logan. How can I help you?
I've just had a call about some payments, and I don't recognize them at all.
All right, ma'am. First of all, let me tell you that two charges are £8 Amazon Prime subscription and £987 money transfer. So are both of these transactions made by you?
The Amazon Prime may have been made by me, but
okay.
I usually use Visa, and the £987, I don't recognize that.
I do believe, ma'am, you remember. When was the last time you used your debit card in a public place?
I don't go out, so I don't use it in a public place.
Like, are you housebound?
Yes.
And by any chance, do you do online banking? Like, do you use your card over the internet?
Yes, I use my card over the internet.
And while using your card or while logging into your online account, by any chance...
Just a minute. What are you saying? Hello?
Yes?
Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, I can. What I was saying is, like, while logging into your online banking, by any chance did you ever notice, like, your screen went blank? Like, you use it on your computer or on your laptop, ma'am?
I use it on my laptop, but I never had a sign that my screen went blank.
All right. And by any chance, while logging into your account, did you find any pop-up advertisement onto the login page?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Because, ma'am, both of these transactions were made online. Like the £987 is a money transfer which is made online using your information. So first of all, ma'am, I would say that you to first of all...
Just a minute. Let me sign into my...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just log into your online banking.
Just a minute.
Yep.
Just a minute.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
So that's why the
Okay. So,
yes, ma'am.
Does it? Just a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
What are you talking about? 987 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is it made to?
At the moment, ma'am, you won't be able to see that transaction onto your online account because this was a verification call to you regarding it. And as you told me that it's not made by you, so we have simply put a hold on the transaction at the moment. And it is going to someone named Mary Karinji. Do you know anybody by that name?
Not Mary. Karinji is right. But there's no Mary Karinji.
Oh my goodness. This means, ma'am, actually in the relationship, it is shown as this particular member, the name Mary Karinji, is a family member of yours. And you have sent money to that particular account in China.
No, definitely wrong. I don't have a Mary Karinji.
And what is the closing balance which you can see onto your account at the moment, ma'am? Like the amount has got deducted, just let me know.
16 January 2024, £4,344.43.
6,344, right?
No, 4,344.43.
And do you have a savings account with us as well, right? Just double check all your accounts, ma'am, and let me know whether the amount has got deducted or not.
Just a minute. Sorry, I can't find my savings account.
It should be given on the top. Can you see my accounts on that site? You can be able to see all your accounts.
View accounts.
You have an ISA account. Okay.
But the amount is right. Nothing has gone out.
And what is the amount which you can see there?
1,676.28.
And do you have any other account so that we can run a security scan through your account?
No.
No other account?
Not on Nationwide. The only thing I have, NatWest.
Just do one thing, ma'am. Log into your other account as well in order to just to be double sure that the money is
can
not going out of
your... log out of this Nationwide?
Yes, yes, you can log out of your Nationwide and log into your NatWest account just to double check whether the amount has gone out of your account or not. Okay?
I don't log into that. Just
Sorry, come again?
Just a minute, just a minute.
All right, take your time, take your time.
I'm logging in at the moment. This is taking me a long time. Just a minute.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but this is
mine just got blank, you know? I was able to hear your voice.
I can hear you, but for some reason, my online banking is not working. It's saying page unresponsive, so I have to I have to re-register into NatWest because the page is unresponsive.
Is it possible from your end, or should I assist you in that?
Just a minute. Page unresponsive.
Could you please confirm your date of birth?
17 May. Oh, just a minute. 17 May 1950 is my date of birth. By Park's word. Oh. Just a minute. I don't log into NatWest very often, so I have a problem.
All right. Take your time. Not a problem. Come on.
It's telling me that the page is unresponsive. Just a minute. I'm going to click off this. I'm going to go into NatWest again.
Okay. Okay, just cross out the page and open it again, okay?
Yeah. Saying by genre is not taking the information.
All right. Not a problem, ma'am. Just do one thing. Grab a piece of pen and paper.
Just a minute.
Piece of paper and a pen, okay?
Okay. I got it.
All right. Yes. Now listen to me very carefully. What I'm doing is, I'm assigning you an fraud officer, okay, who will be helping you out into this, since there are two charges that are taking place on your account. So just note down that telephone number and give him a call right away, okay?
Now just tell me who. You're giving me a telephone number?
Yes, and that is the anti-fraud officer, okay? He will be looking after all your queries at the moment and looking after the fraudulent charges that are taking place on your account, okay?
Okay.
All give
right, me the phone number. Yes.
Yeah. It's 020.
0 2 0 3 2 8 6 3 2 8 6 1 8 9 4 1 8 9 4 4 Yes.
Just read me out the number again.
0 2 0 3 2 8 6 1 8 9 4
All right, just give a call onto this number right away, okay? He's waiting for your call. He's there to help you out in this tough situation, okay?
Okay. Can I ask, who are you?
Ma'am, you have been connected to the security department of the card, ma'am.
Security department of
the security department of your card, of your debit card.
Visa debit card.
Yep.
Which debit card? I'm just checking
card, madam. Sorry, don't worry on that, ma'am. Not to worry on that. You are connected to the Visa Verification Department, okay? They look after all the international transactions that take place all over the United Kingdom. And since there was an international transaction for £987 going to China, so that is the reason we gave you the work. Yes, so give a call on to that number which I provided you right away in order to get that fraudulent transaction cancelled, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, dial on that number immediately, okay? Bye for now.
Can you tell me how much it was for?
Yeah, note it down. It is for £987 going to Mary Coringi.
M-A-R-Y.
Coringi.
Yeah. in China.
Yeah. Just tell him what I have told you, that there are fraud transactions, and then he will look into the matters, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give him a call right away, okay?
I will.
Okay.